online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
And our top story today, the government has lost an important legal battle on Brexit. The country's highest court has ruled that Parliament must give the go-ahead to Britain leaving the EU instead of ministers.
Today, by a majority of 8-3, the Supreme Court rules that the government cannot trigger Article 50 without an act of Parliament authorising it to do so.
Well, our political editor, Paul Francis, joins me in the studio now. Paul, this probably didn't come as too much of a shock to the government, did it?
Yeah, this is not exactly a court cliffhanger. We kind of knew what the Supreme Court was likely to agree some time ago, and that is that they've ruled that MPs and Parliament must have a say, a debate on triggering Article 50, which is necessary to get us out of the European Union.
And have we heard from any Kent MPs about the issue yet today?
Not directly, but I imagine they'll be reflecting on how their constituents voted in the referendum in May last year, and we all know that there was a heavy majority in favour of leaving the European Union. So I think they will probably be thinking very carefully about what their constituencies told them back in the referendum.
KMFM News.
A man's in hospital after he was stabbed in the chest on the Isle of Sheppey. The attack happened in Jetty Road in Warden at around 10:30 last night. A 25-year-old man from Essex has been arrested and remains in custody. HSBC has announced it's going to close 62 branches across the UK this year. We don't know yet what that means for staff or whether any branches here in Kent will be affected. Around 50 new schools need to be built in Kent over the next 5 years to meet growing demand for places. Nicola's got more on this story.
Education bosses say a baby boom in recent years and a rise in the number of families moving to Kent is why almost 50 new schools will be needed by 2022. In all, they're looking to create places for an extra 23,000 children, although some of that will be done by expanding existing primaries and secondaries. Canterbury and Dartford will see the most new schools built, with 8 in each area, followed by Gravesham, which needs 7. Under government rules, the new schools will either be academies or free schools.
A car has crashed into a house near Sittingbourne. Police and fire crews were called to North Street in Milton Regis at just after 9 this morning. No one's thought to have been hurt. Structural engineers have been called in to assess the damage. A Deal man has appeared in court accused of stalking Jemima Khan. The 60-year-old didn't enter a plea and has been released on bail until next month. He's alleged to have contacted the journalist who used to date Hugh Grant via social media and even sent a taxi to her home.
KMFM News.
A Kent woman has been left almost completely blind in one eye after being hit with a beer can while celebrating the new year. Cora Mitchell was watching fireworks in Deal when a fight broke out nearby. The 24-year-old who lives in Hoo says police are still trying to work out who's responsible.
I need you, ideally, to come forward so I can feel like I can move on with my life out of it. But until then, I'm still coming to terms with not knowing why it happened, what it was all about. I'm trying to cope with how I am with just one eye for the rest of my life.
The family of a man who was hit by a car in Swanley have paid tribute to him, describing him as a wonderful son and doting dad. 29-year-old Adam Draper was pronounced dead at the junction of Maidstone Road and Hockenden Lane on Saturday night. Police still want to hear from anyone who was in the area at the time. Now, more than 50 drivers have been fined in just 5 days for using their mobile phone behind the wheel in Kent.
Yeah, still on it. Look at that. He's just seen me and he's just put the phone down now.
That's it. She's got it up to her face now.
I've got him on a dash car. He's on the phone. Yeah, he's not even looking at me.
That's officers using an unmarked lorry to stop vehicles on the M20 last week. A total of more than 50 cars, vans and lorries were caught on the county's major roads. Well, meantime, new guidelines are coming in from April, cracking down on drivers doing well above the speed limit. Anyone caught driving too fast will now be fined what they would earn in a week and a half. That's 50% more than the current figure. We'll find out in the next half an hour or so which films and actors are going to be up for an Oscar. La La Land's expected to do well after scooping a record 7 Golden Globes. The ceremony will take place in LA next month. And in football, Gillingham's new head coach will have to wait a little bit longer for his first home game. Tonight's match has been called off because of a frozen pitch. Adrian Pennock's side were due to take on AFC Wimbledon at Priestfield. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.